Sonia Ribeiro, Governmental Financial Instrument Manager at Banco Santander, is connected, and I would like to ask her what is the experience of Banco Santander in carrying out the financial instrument? Also, maybe to give us a bit of a flavor of your raising awareness campaign to attract the attention of final recipients.
PDR and EIF for the invitation addressed to Santander, allowing us to share our experience with the EAR FRD Guarantee Fund. The experience has been very good overall. It has been a learning process because, as was said here by Karina, there is a lack of knowledge on the sector. So before going into the specificities of our line of a product that reinforces the offer for the agri-food business, we would like to briefly share the vision and the strategy of the bank in this sector. We have a overall vision of the agri-food value chain, which goes from the production to the agricultural holding, from agribusiness to the wholesale trade of agricultural products. And along the various steps of the chain, we always try to connect with the players, trying to detect what we believe to be the best opportunities for each one of these entities. And because we believe that knowledge of specificities of each region is a critical success factor, there is a business potential throughout the entire value chain with different needs for assistance, and the bank wants to be there to support the players. So all in all, purpose of the bank is to support all these various entities to know each other and understand the particularities in terms of deadlines and treasury flows, cash flows. It means that we will be able to adapt our products and better meet the needs of our clients. We also like to be there in all events, local events that are relevant, because it's also a way of understanding and being there with the business players and working with the opinion makers or being close to them in order to create products or meet the needs of each one of them. One such instrument that we believe will reinforce the sector's needs is the Santander FDR, which has a coverage of 70% from the European Investment Fund, where the guarantee is supported by PDR 2020, the managing authority. So these two points are really quite distinctive. So they are just to support young farmers in farms or transforming or processing and marketing projects. They are quite competitive. In the case of Santander, they can take on the shape of loans and leases. The amounts are laid down by the European Fund of Investments, and they were set up of the maximum amounts are 5 million or 10 million, according to the type of investment. I won't go into details because a presentation has been made on this by the managing authority in very great detail and very interesting presentation. In terms of maturities for loans, maturities can go vary between 3 to 15 years. In the case of leases, they vary between 36 and 64 months, 84 months, sorry. And the grace periods, in the case of loans, the use period can go up to 4 years. Both the maturities and the periods of use and grace are adjusted to the needs of certain investments. An equally relevant point of the slide is that because EIF and the managing authority play a role, a number of the benefits was laid down for the client, for the end client, which means that there is a reduction of the price of the interest rate, basically. In the case of Santander, it can go up to 30% discount rate on the applicable interest rates. Rather, it is at least 30% reduction, at least, and it can be greater. So a benefit in the interest rate, and also in terms of the collateral requirements, up to 7 years, any operation up to 7 years does not need any collaterals. For maturities exceeding 7 years, the negotiation for collaterals will be done on a case-by-case basis. What did we believe are the advantages of this financial instrument? As was said here, it meets a market gap. It allows us to look at projects that we would otherwise, that did not receive public funding, but which we believe to be good because there was sufficient allocation in PDR 2020. Because there are no other competitive products in the market, although there are mutual collaterals, sometimes the amounts are limiting, and the limited amounts of state aid means that it's not sustainable or all-embracing guarantee. So it's a good proposal, additional proposal to complement the aid to investment. Overall, it's a flexible instrument to support entrepreneurs and companies of all sizes, startups and those which had no previous activity, including those, the possibility to have working capital financing that are associated with projects or standalone to mitigate the pandemic consequences. That is a very positive point. It allows for more competitive pricing conditions, and it meets the gap. There is an increased credit approval by the bank, by the banks, because a guarantee can be given, whereas before it couldn't. And we know that this, as Caterina said, has been one of the key factors why operations have been rejected. The longer maturities and the longer periods of time for use and grace period are also a very positive item because they are more and more adjusted to the characteristics of an important part of the project, of the sector. And now it is reinforced by the compatibility with other PDR 2020 programs. But not everything is rosy. And as weaknesses or areas for improvement, we have complexity of the line in terms of documentary evidence. So it's a bureaucratically demanding line, which means that we banks that are not familiar with a lot of these documents are much more hesitant in terms of awarding the grants because we are not so familiar with them, with all these requirements. The technical doubts are not clarified as speedily as we would like, and we hope this can change. And we do acknowledge that the consequences of the pandemic have also worsened this item because some of the licensing procedures and the documentation that we require for approving these operations have lagged behind. And this is due to the circumstances that we are living through, but it has delayed the operations being approved. Because we believe that this instrument has all the characteristics to continue and not to be exhausted in the allocations that were given to us, we believe that there's a number of proposals which we should share with you. Some of them were asked by our clients and others by our commercial network. That is the possibility of creating with all partners involved a support, a technical support line, a SharePoint to clarify all doubts that are raised by the clients and by our commercial network. And with a service level agreement, so we can expedite the procedure and the contracting of operations. When we have doubts, we have to wait for the clarification. And this often delays the making the funds available to our clients. Now, sharing our experience in the bank in terms of the location of the operations, generically speaking, we have the contracts that have been formalized and those that are in the pipeline. We see that all regions are covered. We point out, of course, to the investment made in the Alentejo, which is related to the water irrigation public schemes, as was mentioned by the previous speaker. So the first aim, and also the aim of the managing authority, is to cover the entire national territory. We have north and center with a certain level of activity. Literacy, financial literacy, is greater in some regions. And like, surprisingly, we see that we have a lot of clients who are extremely literate and experienced, where whenever we asked for a number of documents to go forward with the proposal, they could access them very easily. So we do have highly experienced people. And then we have people who are progressing on their level of knowledge. So we are all on a learning curve and we are on the right track. When we look at the details of the formalized operations, we see that most operations in the north are under 1 million, with an average of, amount of 220,000 euros. This is related to the average size of the holdings in the region. In the other regions, the most operations are of a higher, exceed 1 million euros, although the average amount in the center is 560,000 euros. Lisbon is 1 million euros, and the Alentejo, 820,000 euros. So these operations are not very large. We would like to diversify our support even further. In the intervals of the intervals vary between 35,000 and 2 million euros, so the upper and lower limits of the loans given. They are not mega projects, so we have an average value of 640,000 euros. And we would like to disperse this, to have more operations of smaller dimension, but this is a profile of the operations we've had so far. As to the purpose of investment, we try to classify this, the various users, in three major groups, which is the financing of equipment and facilities, plantations or replantations, and a mixture, a mix of the two, equipment and facilities with plantation and replantation. What we see is that in the Alentejo, there's the greatest number of operations. Almost all of them were for this kind of investment. North and center essentially purchase equipment and facilities. So plantation and replantation was not that significant. So they updated their installations, their facilities and equipment. In the north, there were all kinds of investments, much more varied. What can I add to this? We don't have any operation of Yang Farmers yet. But it's not so much because we've refused them, but because they haven't been coming in yet. I don't know if it's because they feel that they will not get credit approval because of the discouragement factor, but the fact remains we have no such operation. In terms of communication support, other than what appears on our public site, the supports that we use in disseminating this financial instrument are the usual ones. We use the posters both in our branches and outside our branches and premises in general. We did, on a periodical basis, dissemination in the written press. What we did different was investing in digital media and brochures. So we have a support of communication where our agents, looking at the clients, send to the companies and to the managers a mono sheet, which generically explain what the characteristics of the line are and urge them to get to know more information. It was like a teaser so that we can then schedule meetings where we would make available the whole range of information on the basis of an institutional brochure. Now we will, all of this happens from time to time on a periodical basis. So we will be shortly be doing this again because we have an interesting pipeline and we have potential to do a lot more. And that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Many thanks, Sonia.